Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 594, Entreployment, How Great Organizational Cultures Are Built, by Adi Redzik of adiredzik.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host and your narrator here. And welcome back to Optimal Startup Daily, or thanks for joining us for the first time if you're just discovering the show. This is where I read to you from some of the best blogs on entrepreneurship, and I do that 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So today we're going to hear from Adi Redzik, and let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Entreployment, How Great Organizational Cultures Are Built, by Adi Redzik of adiredzik.com. A lot of people dream of being their own boss, and by 2040, roughly 75% of Americans will be working as independent contractors. Why does one want to be an entrepreneur, and how can we help our current employees achieve it within our company? First, why be an entrepreneur? Freedom. Freedom to follow one's bliss, live a life without constraints, time or otherwise, pursue a new path, self-actualize, function interdependently. Also, a desire to create and deliver something that doesn't yet exist, or create more of something that does, and do it better. What does it take to be an entrepreneur? An inner drive mixed with risk-taking, innovation, vision to fill a void that currently exists, ability to see opportunities and take action, and a lot of passion, persistence, and perseverance. So if that's a description of an entrepreneur, wouldn't each of us like to have a few in our world sharing in the vision and helping us advance our cause or product or service? Wouldn't you want your employees to be mission and vision-driven, innovative, bold, creative, and ridiculously persistent, daring, motivated, and hardworking? If so, why are you constantly limiting them with counterintuitive policies, procedures, arbitrary work hours, life-sucking lunch and learns, gimmicky trainings, and corporate lingo? What if you helped your employees come to life instead? What if you created an entire team of entreployees? How? 1. Recruit swans. Hire people not because of their fancy degrees or years of experience, but because they are swans. Smart, hardworking, ambitious, and nice. 2. Don't put your employees in a box. Define a floor and ceiling. In other words, provide a framework, basic structure, and expectations, and then get out of their way. Invite them, even challenge them, to take as much ownership as they'd like. 3. 40-hour work week is a myth. Most people do not put in more than 2 to 4 hours of focused work a day. If they do, that's because they really care. So don't keep your employees locked up in a cubicle for 8 hours a day. Instead, ask them to make their time count. 4. 20% rule. Ask your people to spend 20% of their work time innovating, tinkering with new ideas, and creating, and then ask them all to showcase it monthly. You can even build some healthy competition by offering your team a chance to win something they would love. 5. People are people. Your employees aren't robots, they're people. Get to know them as such. Find out what truly drives them, what their why is, what makes them excited, how they work best, and then give them opportunities to experience all that at work. 6. Hump day, TGIF, and overmanagement. If you have employees who celebrate the hump day and are thanking God that it's Friday and not thanking for an amazing week, you have a problem. Try celebrating Mondays. For example, recognize the great work that happened the week before, count the opportunities, look for possibilities, and then watch your team thrive. Also, if you have to overmanage, micromanage, or mistrust your people, then it's time for a reset. 7. Set the stage. There's a lot of talk about culture in companies. Unfortunately, so often, the conversation is whether the culture is toxic or livable. As a leader, owner, department head, your job is to create a stage. That stands for savoring, thankful, aspirational, giving, and empathetic environment. This type of environment creates employees who are like that too. wouldn't you want to have swans on the stage? 8. Benefits 1.0. If a person is sick, can't feed their family, fears for their livelihood, cannot rest properly, or has no flexibility, why in the world would they give their best to you or, God forbid, feel free? They wouldn't and they won't. Try giving people unlimited sick days, solid health and retirement plans, living wages, flexibility in terms of hours and telecommute, and plenty of vacation and holiday time. Will they abuse it? First, it's abuse only if they're not delivering on the agreed-upon work. Second, if you hired swans, they're too nice to abuse it. And third, even if they do abuse it, don't you want that information? That type of person does not belong on your team. 9. Benefits 2.0. Give people opportunities to get curious, learn new stuff, try new things, experience joy, have fun, and express themselves. These are basic human needs that keep us all engaged, active, and motivated. Provide people access to resources that allow them to learn, better themselves, experience life, and grow. 10. People to task, not task to people. The most important assets are your people. Therefore, match their talents, desires, and passions with the tasks at hand and at least 75% of the time. People who do what they love perform better and are more satisfied. People who are forced to do things they don't enjoy deliver mediocre work. 11. The Platinum Rule. Don't treat people how you want to be treated. Treat them how they want to be treated. One shoe does not fit all. 12. Think change. Develop a culture of meaningful, ongoing change that is facilitated as an expression of innovation, creativity, and problem solving. A new product, a new approach, a new solution are all positive ways to instill a culture and love of change within your organization. 13. The buck starts and stops with you. You're it. This means you have the responsibility for everything in your company, good, bad, and otherwise. It also means you have the responsibility to be honest and raw. Ask for help when you need it. Evaluate and change your practices. Learn new things. Get challenged on your way of thinking. And constantly and continually improve, 1% a day, both yourself and your business. One last thing. 14. Offer predictability. The reason why most people don't start their businesses even when they'd like to is because they're afraid of the unknown, another essential human trait. On the other hand, if they're not threatened in any way and have a degree of predictability that soothes their fears and also a world of opportunity for freedom, innovation, learning, collaboration, growth, and impact, then you have created entrepreneurs, people who care deeply, are driven fiercely, free to create and give of themselves freely, and who will make you successful. You just listened to the post titled, Entreployment, How Great Organizational Cultures Are Built, by Adi Redzik of adiredzik.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business. And it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks so much to Audie. Audie Redzik is an entrepreneur, life and business coach, author, and motivational speaker. From a war-torn childhood to meetings at the White House, Audie has proven the possibility of change and the limitless power of determination. Driven by a desire to live life on his own terms, Audie has transformed his own life and is obsessed with helping other individuals and organizations to reach their greatest potential. You can check out his personal and business coaching on his site, which is audieredzik.com. That's A-D-I-R-E-D-Z-I-C. And thanks again to Audie for letting us share his work. But that should do it for today. I hope you have a great one, and I will be back here reading to you tomorrow, and that is where your optimal life awaits.